Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 86 and verse 1. Bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. Finding peace and purpose in our lives is something that we all want, and the first step to achieving it is recognizing that we need God's help. David, the author of this psalm, was Israel's king in about the year 1000 BC and had that experience time and again. This was clearly one of those times. He knew that although he was incredibly wealthy and powerful, he simply couldn't manage without God. Bernard Levin was one of the most respected political commentators in the UK. He once wrote, "Countries like ours are full of people who have all the material comforts they desire, yet lead lives of quiet and at times noisy desperation, understanding nothing but the fact that there's a hole inside them, and that however much food and drink they pour into it, however many motor cars and television sets they stuff it with, however many well-balanced children and loyal friends they parade around the edges of it, it aches." I firmly believe that it's only God who can answer that ache. Only when we acknowledge our need of him can we start on the road to finding his peace. Calling out to God is where it begins, and we can all do that. It may begin with a simple cry of, "God, help me, I can't do it by myself." There's no need to come up with a long or polished prayer. God loves it when people tell him that they need him, because he can then get to work, doing what he loves to do and answering our prayers. However, God steadfastly refuses to work in our lives without our permission. The Bible shows us that time and again, God let people reject him and go their own way. He often warned them of the consequences of their actions, but he never compelled them to follow him, and he won't do so today. God waits for us to recognize our need, and then the journey can begin. So let me ask you a question. When did you last tell God how much you need him? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you that you hear our prayers and are willing to answer them. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.